From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Donald Trump Wednesday ordered construction of a wall along the country's southern border with Mexico. The wall is intended to thwart illegal migration. The president also wants to pull some funds from hundreds of so-called sanctuary cities, those that are refusing to help local authorities identify and deport illegal aliens. Mr. Trump signed the immigration executive orders as he visited the Department of Homeland Security, the federal agency charged with protecting the U.S. border.
From here on out, I'm asking all of you to enforce the laws of the United States of America. They will be enforced and enforced strongly.
Officials say Mr. Trump is also considering a four-month freeze on all refugee admissions into the U.S., as well as a ban for at least 30 days for entry by anyone from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, plans to return to the country Thursday. He fled after longtime leader Yahya Jammeh refused to acknowledge an election loss and sought to stay in office. When West African countries began a military intervention, Mr. Jammeh was forced to leave. Khalifa Sala is a spokesman for Mr. Barrow.
He informed me 2 days ago that on Thursday he would be here, but would not want it to be announced because he had to also thank those people who have actually contributed to the settlement of the political dispute in the Gambia in peace.
The United Nations has deployed officials to Gambia to help ensure a smooth transition. This is VOA News. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 20,000 for the first time ever Wednesday. The Dow is the most well-known U.S. stock market index. The S&P 500, a broader index, also reached a record high. American actress Mary Tyler Moore died Wednesday in New York. No cause of death was announced. She was 80 years old. Republican leaders met in Philadelphia Wednesday to devise a strategy for repealing former President Barack Obama's health care plan. They also discussed rewriting the tax code. The GOP leaders drew up a list of legislative items they hope to work on in their first 200 days under President Trump. The New York Times newspaper is reporting that the Trump administration is thinking about making cuts in U.S. contributions to the United Nations. The Times says it has seen two papers outlining potential action by the government. One draft would end U.S. funding of any U.N.-affiliated agency that allows full membership for the Palestinian Authority. The other draft calls for at least 40% overall decrease in U.S. support for international organizations. The United States currently pays 22% of the U.N.'s regular budget. President Trump is calling for an investigation into alleged voter fraud in November's presidential election. He announced plans for the probe Wednesday. A White House spokesman says the upcoming investigation will not just be about the election, but about the integrity of the American voting system. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis plans to travel to Japan and South Korea next month. It will be his first trip abroad as the head of the Pentagon. The trip underlines the importance the new administration puts on U.S. alliances with Japan and South Korea. British Prime Minister Theresa May says she will publish her plan for Britain to leave the European Union in Parliament so members can take a look at it. She repeated that her government is on track to achieve Brexit. Pope Francis has taken over the Knights of Malta following a dispute with the order's leader. Christopher Lamb is the Vatican correspondent for The Table.
The Knights of Malta's leader has resigned following a public row with the Pope and the Vatican after the leader, Matthew Festing, sacked a top aide in a row about the distribution of condoms.
The Knights of Malta run a worldwide charity operation. The papal takeover is seen as unusual because, unlike many other orders, the Knights are a sovereign entity. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini met Wednesday with the leaders of Serbia and Kosovo to encourage them to press harder to normalize relations with each other. The two nations have seen an increase in tensions in recent days. Kosovo declared its independence from Serbia in 2008, but that's not yet been recognized by Serbia. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.